أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the rewards that Allah تبارك وتعالى will grant the sabiqoon, the foremost, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as His muqarrabun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and duhurun een will be for them. Duhurun een refers to the hur of Jannah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one simple description with regards to them. كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, and they will be like hidden pearls. In many other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them differently. And if you look at all the different descriptions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing their purity. If you look at a pearl is found in the oyster at the very bottom of the seabed. And hence, when it is taken out from the oyster, it is absolutely pure, it is hidden. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the purity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the chastity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the beauty. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also added on to the description. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the first group of people that will enter Jannah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that this group will enter Jannah and they will be shining radiantly like the 14th moon. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says the second group of people that will enter Jannah, they will be shining like glittering stars. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then adds that their hearts will be like the heart of one person. The meaning of this, he himself explains that there will be no animosity between people, there will be no jealousy between people. That animosity that was there in this dunya will be removed. Before they enter Jannah, there is a river or a stream, and that river and stream every Jannati will pass, and whatever animosity, whatever reservations one person would have for the other, all of that will be removed. And in this way, they will enter Jannah. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives a description of the hurs of Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that leave the hurs, even their combs will be made of gold. And then their beauty, their purity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes it as that the marrow of their bones will be able to be seen. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving the description of absolute purity, of absolute beauty. That is one description that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given. In the surah before this, in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about them as being in the khaymah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes this khaymah. Khaymah, if it is interpreted or translated into English, it will refer to a tent, but most have expressed it to be a pavilion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says will be 60 miles wide. 60 miles wide, we can imagine then the length of it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that these hurs of Jannat will have corners in them. The Jannati will go to them in such a manner that the other hurs will not see him interacting with one. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a parda, Allah Ta'ala will create a satr between one hur and the other. So this description Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows that they will be in these khaymas, in these pavilions. And the ulama have expressed that here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is showing us the absolute purity, the absolute chastity. Just one hadith with regards to the hur of Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that that person who becomes angry, he's angered for whatever reason, and then thereafter he swallows his anger, although he could have vented his anger. Many a times a person is angry, but he cannot vent his anger for various circumstances. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the person that he is in a position of venting his anger, yet he does not do so, and obviously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat will call that person in front of all the khalaiq, in front of all mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, choose whichever hur of Jannah you require. Now this apparently may seem to be very difficult for us, but a little bit of training to try and restrain our anger, to try and swallow our anger, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of this great virtue. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ni'mat of Jannah that Allah will grant, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, that for them will be the hurs of Jannah, wide-eyed, and here Allah describes them, their likes will be like that of hidden pearls. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, all this will be a recompense, all this will be a reward for what they had practiced in this material world. We must understand that ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, this dunya, this material world is the tilth of the hereafter. It is here that we have to sow the seed, it is here that we will have to cultivate, it is here that we will have to irrigate, and we will have to practice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, when he says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, or the likes of these ayat, Allah speaks about a'mal. Allah does not speak about iman. Iman is the passport, the entry into Jannah. Then the various stages of Jannah, the various ni'mats of Jannah, that will be based on the kind of a'mal that we produce, and it has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas, with sincerity. There should be no ostentation, there should be no show, there should be no boasting. And together with that is the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person his rahmah, his mercy. It is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the decision of entry into Jannah. So here is an uncomplicated system. On the one hand, there needs to be iman. On the other hand, we have to practice the practices of the fara'is, the farz deeds. Those are compulsory, the wajibat, the sunnah, the mu'akkada. Those are imperative upon us. Over and above that, we should try and practice as much nawafil, make dhikrullah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tasbih, make tawbah, make istighfar. All that will be regarded as practices of deen, tilawat of the Quran, durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that will be done, but the ultimate will always be the grace and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us his fadl. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.